The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. This is the Chaunce talking to you. Man, thank you for letting me into your home, your car, your ATV, your UTV. You're out on boat on Lake Michigan and listening to the phones, and wherever you are east of the Mississippi River and Europe listening to us. Thanks to all my friends in Europe that I've now keep increasing every week, I found out. Hi to everybody out there, and let's have a great time in the great outdoors. Hey, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago, and it's real easy to do. You could do it through their ESPN Chicago app. Click on Listen To or click on a younger-looking Chauncey and listen to all my programs there, and you can hear today's show and all the other past shows. That's a great thing to listen to, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Can't go wrong with that. So sit back, lay back, and enjoy the great outdoors on the most number one, most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest and beyond. Cool. Let's talk about this week's program. On this week's show, we're going to have Captain Tony. I hope he's going to call in with the Lake Michigan report. You know, he's always on that. He gets out so early in the morning. He's out there an hour before we're on the program. Then Tim Mondel from the Cook County Forest Preserves will tell us all the cool programs going on for ages 5 to 105 to come out and have some fun. Then Frank Sladek from the Urban Fisheries Program with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will be at Guaranteed Rate Field before the Sox game tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon with all kinds of activities, kids' hands out, and Smokey the Bear is going to be there, and I'm going to be there. That's right. The Chauncey is going to be there. So we can have, you know, good fishing conversations, take photos with Chauncey, and let's have some fun. Just talk the great outdoors before the Sox game. Go inside and cheer the White Sox on. We will then have a little bit more information for you in the last segment of the program, too, with the Aiden Fishing Report in the program. And you know, like I says, you never know who just might be calling in. Well, the phone is ringing. Let's see if it's Captain Tony. Captain Tony, how are you?
Hey, morning, John. How's everything going?
We're doing okay. How's the big pond doing?
Oh, it's doing fantastic. We are still catching cohos. The pods have scattered. If you can find the bait, you will catch fish. We did the other day, we did take a rainbow and a trout during the middle of the week.
Mm.
Definitely some rainbows starting to move in out in deeper water, 140, 160.
Mm-hmm.
We got cold water against the beach, so this west wind is really changing things around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some of them big cohos around. I heard a couple guys tagging into some medium-sized kings right now. It's a good sign, and everything is good.
Real quick question here, Tone. When we have these storms, and you know, it's ugly in the morning, nice the rest of the day, ugly during midday to afternoon, evening, and then it's nice during the morning. Does this mess up the coho and rainbows out there, or what happens?
Yeah, it tends to move them around. With the winds and the currents that the winds create, they tend to move around a lot. I was running 9 miles one way for fish the other day. Mm-hmm. That's because we had all them storms rip through. And I looked back on the inside because the water was colder. West winds always produce more cold water inshore, blow the warm water over to the other side, and bottom water comes back. But, it screws them up a little bit. But, again, if you can find that bait, you know, it's going to move them somewhere, either north or south or out deeper. Just use your graph. You know, look, if you got a probe, check your probe. Make 52 degrees, ideal for cohos. Look for bait. Definitely, if you can find a bait. I was going through some bait balls the other day, and as soon as we passed it, we were getting whacked. We weren't sticking them all. They're still falling off. But, the weather has a tendency to turn them on, to shut them down. I think the other day I went like an hour and a half without a bite, then we found them, you know.
And then it was boom, 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 boom.
Then it was boom, 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 you know, if you can get them to the boat. The coho's got them shoulders, like we always talk about this time of year, and it's hard to get them to the boat because they do that crazy roll. They charge you, they dart, they hit the rods, they hit the lure, and then they come right off. It's one of them things.
Cool. Well, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a charter, because you are still getting, I mean, in record time, you're doing limit catches, and I know it can change any second, but record timing, you're doing limit catches for 4 people, 2 people, 6 people. It's absolutely unbelievable. I think you got a magnet in these fish, and then you're just drawing them in. But
well, it's a good year of fishing.
Yeah. And how do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. And if I don't get to you right away, I'll get back to you. I'm probably helping my mate net a fish.
Okay, sounds good, Tony. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Get the rod.
Fish on. All right, take care, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
Hey, Chauncey here. Tomorrow, June 9th, the Urban Fisheries Department of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and I are going to be outside Gate 5 at the Guaranteed Rate Field before the Sox game from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have some native animals, kids fishing activities, fun handouts. Smokey the Bear will even be there, so you can have your picture taken with Smokey the Bear. And there's going to be a limited amount of rods and reels that we will be giving to children who come out. Please note, you can't take the fishing rods and reels into the park, but you can put them in your car before you go in, or the White Sox staff can rent you a storage locker for the game that you can put them in. So come on out, meet Smokey, the Urban Fishery staff, me, all at Gate 5, tomorrow, Sunday, and then let's cheer the Sox on to win. This is a Father's Day gift for dads of all ages. Put your dad on the cover of Midwest Outdoors magazine just in time for Father's Day when you buy a 3-year subscription to Midwest Outdoors. Honor dad for all the ages with his image and a personalized message on the commemorative cover of Midwest Outdoors magazine that looks just like the real thing. Here's how to order. Buy dad a 3-year subscription for just $39.90, then send us a picture and choose a cover message. Your 8x10 cover custom will be emailed to you within 5 days, ready to print and frame. So this Father's Day, give dad the gift any fisherman would love and a subscription to Midwest Outdoors magazine. 3 years is only $39.90 and includes a Midwest Outdoors print edition plus access to our digital edition featuring dozens of extra articles. Go to MidwestOutdoors.com/subscribe and use promo code DAD, D-A-D, 30. Order now and receive a custom Father's Day magazine cover made just for your dad. That's MidwestOutdoors.com/subscribe, promo code DAD, 30, DAD, 30. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on!
and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here on a gorgeous Saturday morning. I'm excited about this weekend. I've got all kinds of stuff planned. I'm going to, you know, meet a DNR over at Guaranteed Rate Field for tomorrow from 9 to noon, and we're going to be doing all kinds of things with kids at Gate 5, so come on out. But before you even get there, we are going to talk about the 77,000 acres of what you could go and have fun where? Right in your own backyard, called the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And on the phone with me is my good buddy, Mr. Mr. Tim Mondo.
A heck of an intro. Hi. Although, you know what? If you did that DNR program at Wrigley, then I might join you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Both teams aren't playing well. So either way, it's okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a fun event, though.
Tim, we got all kinds of stuff going on in the Forest Preserve. What's kicking?
It's featuring special events, Chauncey. It's the weather's allowing us to do that. It can get a little hot and get a little muggy, but still get out there and enjoy, explore these different opportunities. So today, 11 o'clock, we have the Bovine Woods Celebration. That's an annual special event that takes down at Bovine Woods at Flathead Lake. You can paddle, you can use some archery. Our fisheries is going to be out there offering some fishing lessons. There's amazing food. Maybe even see a wild turkey down there. We're not sure they would come and go down there. So really fun opportunity. If you want to take your bicycle and head up the North Branch, you can take off at Miami Woods. We're working with Ride Illinois this morning later on to do an exploration of the North Branch. Mm-hmm. So you can do that one. Those are just some things right there. Otherwise, with Juneteenth popping up very much around the corner, we have a paddling program at the Little Cal Boat Launch. You can join Sandridge Nature Center on the 15th for their annual celebration. You know, cicadas, everything.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of it all.
Yeah. Hey, I found a recipe for eating cicadas, and it's an old Cherokee Nation recipe where you don't eat the cicadas that are out flying around. You eat the ones that you wind up eating and cooking are when they just emerge out of their shell.
I'm quiet for a reason, because my wife, she heard this. Although my friend, my buddy who grew up in high school, ate the shells at his wedding. So I don't know. I think your story's true. I bet you the recipe is out there ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Cicada is obviously the hot topic these days.
Right.
I live in the northwest part of the county, and I don't have anything. Like, I can walk in or sit in my backyard and not hear a sound. But if I were to go east, even just to the Plains River area, that's all you hear. So if you're in the area, I'm sorry, but it is a really, really unique opportunity in your life to experience the double brood, especially if you're further south in the state.
That's cool.
So we have a MAGA, a MAGI Cicada Fest going on at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. I think the rise of the cicadas is taking place at Caldwell Woods mid-month. Each nature center is going to have their own little offering to kind of go out and explore and learn about these unique 17-year insects. So, yeah, come on out and check it out.
Boy, that almost sounds like a horror film. The rise of said cicadas.
I did try. Believe it or not, I was like, I need to sell this. How do I do this? So that was creating the event title for one of my aides. Who put this event together. I was like, this sounds like a really cool thing. Like an 80s horror film. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. So then we have the usual stuff. You know, we're still going to have our Bussy Woods Outdoors Day and Fishing Derby. That's the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. Mm. So you can do some tree climbing, cast a few lines, take a walk with the doctor. There's a whole lot of things going on there. I apologize in advance to every parent, grandparent, auntie, uncle, whomever is going to be taking our kids to this, but it will be worth it. Your car will be an absolute disaster, but for the International Mud Day celebration on Saturday, June 29th, you're like, where are you going with this one, Tim?
I want to be there.
That one is, man, oh, man. No, it's a lot of fun. This one's at Caldwell this year, up on the far northwest side of the city. Just everything mud-related. Mud pies, artwork. We partner with a couple of different agencies for stuff like this. You're not bringing out the kids, are you?
Oh, that's something. My grandkids are going to be in town. I'm kind of thinking about this.
Do it. 10 a.m. Saturday, June 29th.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool. Well, you know, on the 18th, there's a bird banding program at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. This is more for adults and, you know, a little bit older kids. Because, I mean, younger kids will see it's kind of cool, these little bands they put on these birds that they catch in the netting and stuff like that. And that's on, you know, 5 p.m. There was something else that I saw that I was really cool about. There's an American Indian Summer Solstice at Sherwood Woods West on the 20th, I noticed. I was getting information on that from the Forest Preserve District earlier today. Campfire Stories, June 20th. You can't go wrong with that one. River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook. I'm kind of excited to, you know, maybe check out, listen to some stories. You know, there was another one. There was an event called... Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm rattling my brain, everybody, just so you know. I'm rattling my brain. It was an open mic in the woods or something like that.
What is it called? It's over at Trailside or Thatcher.
No, Nature's Open Mic Night.
That's what it's called. I just remembered it. At the Little Red Schoolhouse on the 13th at 6:30. It's going to be, you can perform songs, poetry, and enjoy live performances while looking over the slough and enjoying the view, the vista of Little Red Schoolhouse.
Which is very pretty.
That's, oh, very God, nice. It's gorgeous.
We love that area. It's really pretty. We we camped there recently. It was really nice.
You camped there and didn't tell me?
That was one.
You camped there and didn't tell me?
Also, sorry, say that again. I apologize.
You camped there and didn't tell me?
Yes.
I would have come down.
I will tell you next time. I will tell you, definitely tell you next time. We did. We stayed in one of the cabins. It was a great time over at Camp Bullfrog. Mm-hmm. Love that spot.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes.
Yeah, the view is perfect. I've talked a lot about it in the past. I mean, we've been lucky enough to be on here for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, we look at programs through cultural impact and standpoints.
Yeah.
So, with Pride Month, there's a lot of Pride-oriented programs. Whether it's a walk and talk about environmentalists, walk, talk about local pride educators. There's a little bit of, you know, family-friendly opportunities too, something to kind of explore if it's something you're interested in. We have the fly fishing. I forgot about that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th, learn to fly fish, the basics, over at Palos Park Village. Learn the, you know, basic casting instructions, go over the gear, rigging, knots, all that type of stuff. I'm seeing more and more fly fishing out and about, so it's nice to see it's making a comeback in the local area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a cool thing. I'm filling up my calendar. I had all these open dates. Now I don't.
Just listen for 5 minutes on your podcast or at 6:30 in the morning or go to the website. Yeah, no, we do. We have, I mean, again, you know this. That's what we try to do.
Yeah.
We have a morning solstice paddle out at Bussy Woods on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise there, what date. So you can come out there and celebrate the coming season of summer and explore out there in the water. We try to do it all with every resource we possibly have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey, there's one thing I wanted to throw at you, too. It's called a sunrise walk. It's on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 9th, and it starts at 5 a.m. at the Little Red Schoolhouse. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is so many people, unless you are a fisherman, a hunter, bird watcher, you're not out in the woods before sunup to listen to all of nature wake up. And if you've ever done that, it is the most marvelous thing to hear the world wake up. The first birds, and then this noise, and then that noise, and this and that, and, you know, a slap of a beaver tail, a rustling of an animal's or squirrels or barking at you or whatever. It is the coolest thing to just enjoy sunrise in the woods. And they're doing that at Little Red Schoolhouse at 5 a.m. on Sunday, June 9th. That's another cool thing. I'll shut up.
All right. No, it is. I don't have a lot to say that because it is. It's a great opportunity. Some of us live locally in urban environments. Mm-hmm. Don't. And if you don't have that opportunity to go out in a protected area where the wildlife is protected and feels more comfortable being themselves, doing what it is that, you know, that sets them apart from other species. It's fun. It's also realizes how small you are in the big world and your role in it too. So maybe I should get off my soapbox too. There it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, once again, there's so many different things, so many different programs to do in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And if you want to get the list and read them all and pick 1, 2, 5 or all of them, where do they go, Tim?
You can go to our website at fpdcc.com. Otherwise, pick up a brochure at a local event or your nature center, which is no more than 20 minutes away from wherever you live.
That's right. 20 minutes, any direction, you're at a nature center in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim, thanks for coming on this morning, and we'll see you next month.
Sounds great. Take care.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, Chauncey here. Tomorrow, June 9th, the Urban Fisheries Department of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and I are going to be outside Gate 5 at the Guaranteed Rate Field before the Sox game from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have some native animals, kids fishing activities, fun handouts. Smokey the Bear will even be there so you can have your picture taken with Smokey the Bear. And there's going to be a limited amount of rods and reels that we will be giving to children who come out. Please note, you can't take the fishing rods and reels into the park, but you can put them in your car before you go in, or the White Sox staff can rent you a storage locker for the game that you can put them in. So come on out, meet Smokey, the Urban Fishery staff, me, all at Gate 5, tomorrow, Sunday, and then let's cheer the Sox on to win. Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard. And no one can match this special program. And Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think, the new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun, jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
This is Johnny Bench and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
All them people sleeping in their fishing camps, some out in the pup tents, some out on the grass, they all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his worm. Me, I always get my way. Mm-hmm.
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I'm not confused, but I'm excited about what's happening right in our front yard, which means anywhere in Chicago, you know, tomorrow on Sunday. But right now we've got Frank Sladek, who is the Frank, you got to say your title because I just forgot it.
it's a long one. So my title is the Urban and Community Fishing Program Coordinator for Northern Illinois with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. We'll shorten the titles next year with DNR. Frank, on Sunday, tomorrow, you guys between like 9 and noon are doing something. I love fishing. I love the outdoors. I love everything that has to do outdoors. And you're mixing it in with baseball at White Sox Park, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're actually going to have a couple tables out there near Gate 5 in Lot B. Mm-hmm. So we'll be out there in the morning with all the fans and the tailgaters. And we will actually have a couple tables with some fishing-related displays. We'll have some fisheries staff out there to answer some questions. We'll have some fishing skill-related activities to teach all the families that are coming out. And even Smokey Bear is going to be there as well. So we're going to have a little bit of a crew out there. And I heard that you're going to be in attendance with us as well. So that's really exciting.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I'm going to come out there. We're going to have... And this is so cool because this is... What two great American pastimes can you put together? Baseball and fishing.
It's a great combination. It really is. And, you know, I know we've talked in the past, and I went to a Sox game with IDNR last year where we had a table inside the stadium. And, you know, a lot of these Sox fans have been Chicago residents for decades. And if you mention some of the fish that they've caught out of Lake Michigan or some of the local lagoons, mm-hmm. it triggers memories. And those memories are passed down to the kids and the grandkids and the family. And then you end up talking to a whole family about how they've been fishing in the city or in and around the city for decades and all the big fish they've caught. I mean, a lot of fans, they'll pull their phones out immediately and start showing you pictures of some of the trophy fish they caught. And that's always great to see. Baseball, like you said, baseball and fishing go hand in hand.
Oh, God, yes, it does. And, I mean, as a kid, I sat on the bank of a river. I'm in a boat. And you got the baseball game playing, so you could hear it in the background. You're like, hey, what's going on at Guaranteed Rate Field, you know? And, I mean, it's just such a cool thing. And, once again, well, it's always fun to have your photo taken with Smokey the Bear, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the big draws for sure. And then we also have another thing that we're doing where we're going to have some fishing kits that we're going to give away to some of the young fans mm-hmm. While supplies last. We are going to have some giveaways that we're going to hand out. And there is a caveat to that. If you do get one of those kits, you do have to put them in your vehicle. And if you're taking public transit, they will have locker space available where you could store those up. But you will not be able to bring those into the stadium. But we are going to have some kits to give away. Mm-hmm. But we are going to have some other IDNR-related giveaways. Mm-hmm. We are going to have some koozies, again, popular at baseball games. And then we're also going to have some other fishing and IDNR-related giveaways at our table. So definitely stop by before the game to pick some of those up and see some of the displays we're going to have. We're going to have a couple live animals on display. We do have mascots, as I call them, in mm-hmm. the state of Illinois, which are our state fish, our state reptile, and our state amphibian. I'm not going to spoil the surprise too much. You'll have to come see it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But we'll have some of those on display, and we'll have some other items as well. And again, we're going to have the fishery staff, myself, and some other IDNR staff, and of course, Chauncey himself there. So we're going to have an all-star lineup, and we're really excited to be at the game and just promote what IDNR is doing in mm-hmm. Chicago and the surrounding area, and also just be present for the game. You know, we did it last year, and we had a great time, and I think this year is going to go really well. The weather's supposed to be great. I shouldn't say that too loud because we know it could change, but the weather forecast is great right now, and we're hoping that we're going to have a great morning out there with the fans.
Oh, yeah. You know, I almost want to say we need to get everybody. And first of all, everyone, yes, I'm going to be there, and they're going to put me in an aquarium just like the other critters, okay? And
yeah, we'll put you behind plastic or glass.
Yeah, they're going to
make you look real nice.
Yeah, don't make me. I'll be in there. I'll be waving at you through the aquarium. But, you know, we need to get everybody. Oh, I wonder if we could pull this off with the socks in 24 hours. I wonder if they could just flash on their screen, fish, 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 and everybody in the stadium's yelling, fish, 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 fish. That would be so much fun.
Oh, that would be, man, that'd be a riot. If we could get that done, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to hype up some fans, so outside the stadium, like I said. Just even talking about the Chicagoland fishing opportunities, you know, we're going to have myself there, and then we're going to have our Chicago urban and community fishing coordinator as well, who's been making a lot of headway in Chicago with a lot of groups. And we're going to be there to also talk about our program and some of the free clinics that we're offering this summer. That's another thing we're going to be promoting is through our program, the coordinators that run the urban and community fishing program, you know, we offer free fishing clinics and classes to interested groups. And even last year, we had some librarians come up to us. We had some other fans. And we just had families, you know, inquiring about fishing opportunities. I mean, Chicago is one of the largest cities in the U.S., and I think a lot of people don't realize how many fishing opportunities there are right outside their back door. And Jonathan, especially our Chicago coordinator, is going to be there to talk about some of the lagoons and other opportunities in Chicago that are available to the residents.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, think about it. You've got, besides all of Chicago Lakefront, that's 27 miles, or 23 in the city of Chicago, and then you add to that the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, that's 77,000 acres. And there's lakes from the north to the south to the east side of Chicago to the southwest suburbs to the northwest suburbs to the northern suburbs. And then you've got a little ride to the north. You got Lake and McHenry County fishing that a lot of Chicago people travel to. You got DuPage, Will County. I mean, we are blessed with so much places to go fishing from shore. I didn't even talk about rivers. From shore or a boat. And it's all right in our own front yard or backyard, and it's all here for us to enjoy. And the hardest thing is people need to just maybe pick up a brochure from the DNR or one of these forest preserves and kind of thumb through it and say, hey, look at this spot, Lee, look at this spot. There are so many. Let me put it to you this way, Frank. My life has been fishing a long time. We won't get into how long. But, you know, my entire life has been fishing, and I have yet to fish every spot in Northeast Illinois. And no one believes that. There are so many.
There is a lot of fishable water up here. And, you know, again, going back to what I said earlier, there is so many species of fish in Illinois. I mean, we have over 200 species of fish just here in the state. We have all these public waterways that we can fish. You know, we have over 1,300 public waterways in the state. And we have, of course, all these large rivers. There's trophy fisheries and Lake Michigan. I mean, we won't even get into that because, again, the fans, they show up and they show us the pictures of all the fish they've caught over the decades, all the big perch, the Chinook salmon, the coho. I mean, the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do have, a lot of times, their fingers on the pulse of what's going on at these local forest preserve lakes or on the lakefront because they're out, if they're not in boats, they're out beating the bank and they're catching fish like crazy. And, you know, unfortunately, even though we get paid to fish for a living in our position, we're not out there at all these sites enough to really know what's going on a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's great talking to the fans and talking to these Chicago residents and even residents from the suburban areas, because they really are out there fishing every weekend or sometimes every week, and they're catching just monster fish out of some of these preserves. I saw some giant crappie come out of some of the Cook County preserves this spring, and I'm like, man, I wish I was out there to hit that bite, you know. But we're also doing the clinics with the families and youth groups,
You know, so we're pulled away from that sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still doing the fishing, the recreational fishing, but we're doing it, you know, with groups at scheduled times. And then we're also doing some open clinics, but we're not always out there in some of these places to catch those hot bites. Yeah. So it's always nice talking to the fans and seeing what they catch and just seeing the photos. I had a beer vendor last year that showed me a bunch of muskie photos, and that was like one of the highlights of the game last year. Mm-hmm. This guy was thrilled to show me all the muskie that he was catching. And it was great to just talk to a fellow angler for a couple minutes. And that's one of the reasons we like coming out to the games, is not only to promote the efforts in IDNR, but also, like I said, talk to the fans and see what they've been catching and just see how they're getting their families involved in fishing opportunities in and around the city.
Oh, exactly. And I want to, real quick, before I lose time on you, you know, once again, this is a program that you and Jonathan are part of, that you are getting groups, organizations, clubs that want to introduce people to fishing and enjoy this sport that we all find, you know, in our blood. And you're willing to do it, and it's free to these organizations through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, through you two guys.
It is. So it's not just us. I do want to give a shout out to our central coordinator, Van, and our southern coordinator, Scott. There's four of us total in the state, and our program reaches about 90 to 100,000 residents each year through these free clinics and classes. So, I mean, it's not just us up in northern Illinois. We have two other coordinators in the central and southern region who are really reaching a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many facets and aspects to our program. I mean, right now, before I was on the phone with you, I was fixing up rods and reels to give out to libraries and park districts as part of our Access to Fishing program, where we give out loaner tackle to sites that they can loan out to the public free of charge. And then we have our summer season coming up, where we are going to be doing these open clinics and classes,
mm-hmm.
Or registered clinics and classes. We do a little bit of both. And we're going to be offering that throughout the Chicagoland area through Jonathan's program. And then I'm going to be doing it in the Collar counties out to the borders in northern Illinois. But like I said, we have four coordinators that do this every single year. And we reach a lot of Illinois residents, and the program is just starting to expand again now that we have a couple new coordinators in the role. You know, we're excited to see where it goes as far as where we can take the program and how many people we could reach. Mm-hmm. You know, and you mentioned it before, there's a lot of fishable water up here, and a lot of sites we haven't even explored yet.
No.
And that's just because, you know, we've had limited staff. And now that we have more staff, we're able to explore those opportunities and get some more volunteers involved and really kind of kickstart the program up here and get it going. So that's exciting to be able to offer these new opportunities.
Cool. Okay, so tomorrow from 9 to noon, right? We're going to
be at
Guaranteed Rate Field where the White Sox play. And there's gate 5. I want to make sure I got that right. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and Smokey the Bear, so we've got some critters. You've got a limited amount of rod and reel combos that we're going to be giving away, and you have to put them in your car. You can't take them into the ballpark. If you took public transportation, the Sox organization has some lockers that you can rent for a couple of bucks that you can put them in for the rest for the game, and then when you're leaving, get it. And this way we can talk, swap pictures about fishing, do a little fun there at Gate 5, and let's just get everybody to yell, fish, fish, fish in the ballpark, okay?
that would make my month, I think, if we got people to do that. But, yeah, we're excited to be out there. Gate 5, Lot B. We'll be out there with some tables.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see the fishing-related stuff. And again, those giveaways are limited, so make sure to get there early. And feel free to swap some fishing photos with us and learn a bit more about some of our fishing opportunities up here in Chicago, including the free fishing clinics and classes that we offer as part of our program.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do. And everybody, come on down to Gate 5 at the ballpark. It's Guaranteed Rate Field where the Sox play, and I'll be there along with all these people, great people from Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Urban Fisheries. You just got to be there. Let's merge baseball and fishing together tomorrow. I'm ready. Frank, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you as always, and happy to do an interview anytime and talk some fishing with you.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard, and no one can match this special program. And Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think, the new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy, little cousin to the big boss back.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having as much fun as I am in the show. Let me tell you. I love this show. I have so much fun. Hey, but let's talk a little bit about some outdoor news. I hope you enjoy getting all the places in the Forest Preserve to do. And you're going to come out and see us at Gate 5, Sox, Guaranteed Rate Field, Sox Park. Talk to us about fishing with the urban fisheries people, myself, Smokey the Bear. I love Smokey Bear. I love that commercial from being a kid. All right. But let's start out with my grandson's fishing report, because if I don't read this, I usually get some kind of a comment. And it's brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. 708-798-9700. Special interest rate. You have to call them to get it. All right? To say, hey, listen, Chauncey said that you had a special interest rate. I'm very interested. 708-798-9700. Get the boat of your dreams today. Papa, Dad and I went to South Haven, and we fished a pier, and it was really slow for steelhead. But fishing for drum was absolutely great. We caught so many and threw back a bunch and gave some away. We had a good time. The drum and steelhead, we were all using shrimp under a bobber. And that's, we all caught more drum than anything. We didn't see any boats going out because it was pretty rough the day we went to the lake and fished off the pier. One night after that, we went to the St. Joe Pier, and we did really good on steelhead with shrimp. We caught drum and catfish on night crawlers fished on the bottom. That seemed to work for us and anybody else who was trying it. Some guys were using those green glow worms, and they said they got more fish than our night crawlers. But they're just a night crawler, Dad. That's all they are, Grandpa. Boat anglers went out in about 100 foot of water, and they found coho on spoons and lake trout on deeper in the water. So it seemed to be a good day for all the fishermen out of St. Joseph that day. Hope to see you soon. Bring me some new lures. I know you've got something stashed in the garage. Grandma says you do. Kids are conniving with Grandma here. So we'll see you real soon. Love you bunches, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by, for Western Michigan, for Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. A couple of news items here. This weekend, today, tomorrow, okay? I can't quite figure this out, but it's three free weekend. THREE free weekend. But this is today and tomorrow. It's two full days when Michigan residents and non-residents, not like Indiana, anybody who wants to fish in Michigan, visitors can grab a fishing rod, ride off on their trails with their ATVs, UTVs, visit state parks, boating access sites. Everything is all free of charge in the state of Michigan today and tomorrow. Free fishing weekend is for all species all weekend long without a license. All rules do apply, though. You got to stay in the limits, stay in the size limits, and all those things like that. Remember that. The ORVs, off-road vehicles, and ATVs, you can ride 4,000 miles of state-designated routes and trails and the state's six scramble areas without purchasing a license or a trail permit. That's a good deal for those guys. There's a waiver of recreational passports also in Michigan where you can go to 103 different state parks plus 1,000 state-managed boating areas and sites just because it's the free weekend. That's cool, guys. And ladies, Madison, Wisconsin, the DNR is accepting applications for the 2024 Learn to Hunt Deer program at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. Applications are being accepted through July 1, 2024. This is a great program where they teach the young first-time anglers, English hunters rather, deer biology and management, hunting rules and regulations, ethical hunter behavior, that's a good one, basic firearm safety. We also teach them practicing sighting in and firing a hunting rifle. All participants accompanying mentors, because you have to have an adult with you, must attend one of the workshops. The program will culminate in a two-day hunt, November 2nd and 3rd at the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Wood County. All participants must complete a hunter education course before the hunt. Madison, Wisconsin, this is a cool one. For 20 years, you could not keep a walleye out of Escanaba Lake under 28 inches. For 20 years. Whoa. So, ready for this? From 2003 to 2022, it's nobody's ever caught any walleyes to talk about because of this trophy harvest regulation. It was a 28-inch minimum length limit. And a bag limit of one fish a day. But the researchers want to change things around. They want to look at what the population of walleyes there and see how much pressure it does when you can keep the larger fish. Whoa. So the quota has been met for the season. Closing day for this new program is going to be March 2nd, 2025. The following walleye regulations are now in place at Escanaba Lake. 15-inch minimum length limit, probably a lot of 20-inchers. 20 to 24-inchers are protected. Slot limit. Daily limit is 3 walleye with only 1 over 24 inches. Oh, that's going to be some great fishing. That's got to be some great fishing. I can't believe it. Also, the Willow Slough Fish and Wildlife Area, it's like 10,000 acres in Indiana. And they're now adding 172.5 acres with the Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. They're expanding the property to more than 10,000 acres with oak savannas and wildlife habitat in northern Indiana. And they're really trying to put a lot of effort, money, and science and program into making this an area that down the road will be producing some great hunts for so many people. Let's talk about local fishing. We got to get this out there too. Okay, up on the chain of lakes, bluegill, baby, they're excellent. There's nothing more fun than bluegill spawning on a bed. You just bang. That's how you catch them. The bait touches the water and you got another fish. Waxies, ice jigs, and you don't even need a slip bobber, but you can use a slip bobber. You're anywhere between 3 to 10 foot of water. Catfish are doing very well all over the chain right now. Stink crawlers, roaches, white bass are, I wouldn't get excited about them, all right? We're seeing Delavan Lake, a lot of activity for largemouth bass in 5 to 8 feet of water. Pumpkin wacky worms is what Eileen Rice was catching them on. Good girl, Eileen. She's a good fisherman. Oh, wow. But bluegills are coming up to spawn, which means it's going to be crazy fishing there with kids and adults who just like to fish. Crappie fishing, some people said they're doing great. Some people said it's really slow, so you're just going to have to work them to pick up a few here and there. Northern pike activity has also been slow, but that's going to pick up shortly, out of that lake too, out of Delavan. Remember that. It will pick up, okay? I forgot to mention, carp are doing quite well because they want to spawn in the Chicago River. A lot of activity there. Fox River, we're seeing catfish on the Fox. Anything that smells, stinks, or that you cut up, they're hitting it. You can bring home a nice dinner there. If you look for the current breaks, because there's so much current in the Fox because of all the rain, that's where you're going to find the smallies hiding out. That's a good spot to do that. My good friend Daryl is fishing over on Lake Geneva, and he said the rock bass are concentrated right now in about 8 to 12 feet of water. Fathead minnows, night crawlers, it's just a great time fishing later in the evening when the lake is quieter around Fontana. You can't go wrong. It's just a beautiful time to do that. Green Lake, he said he went there one day for a few hours, and the northern pike are very active. They'll strike pretty much anything you throw at them. That's a good sign. Well, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the program, and I have to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Cree Nation, and in the time of global warming, whether you believe it or not, it's here. When all the trees have been cut down, when all the animals have been hunted, when all the waters are polluted, when all the air is unsafe to breathe, only then you will discover you cannot eat money. That's from the Cree Nation a long time ago. It's very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.